Now, a big question here at home. How do we make sure the lights don't go out? In other words, where to find the future sources of energy Britain needs? 50 years ago, the answer was simple. We were on the verge of striking black gold under the North Sea, and climate change was nowhere on the radar. Today, it's much more complicated. One possible answer is, let's frack. That is, use hydraulic fracturing of shale to extract significant amounts of oil and gas from beneath our feet. Tests in Lancashire by the company Quadrilla have proved highly controversial and provoked strong opposition. And this weekend I've been to Sussex, to a village where Quadrilla starts test drilling in the next few weeks. But first here's David Cameron last December walking the tightrope of excitement and caution over fracking.
It may be that this gas revolution is really quite transformative, and there's going to be a lot more gas, and the price won't be as expensive as some people. Now, that may be true, that may not be true. We just don't know.
I've come down to the small village of Balcombe in West Sussex. Think vivid green in the fresh spring leaves all around me, and in the minds of many local residents too, almost all of them fiercely opposed to the search for oil and gas beneath these gently rolling hills. Test drilling is due to start in the coming weeks. An application to start fracking here could be one outcome. So let's start with the local view. From Lawrence Dunn and first, Graham Mackey.
I'm seriously concerned about the long-term consequences if the fracking goes ahead as it logically would if the test rig that's being drilled next month proves positive from Quadrilla's point of view.
But there can't be any objection, surely, to the exploration, because they would need much further permission if they found workable oil and then wanted to extract it.
That's true, but they're not here because they've come for a picnic in the woods. They've come here because there's a high likelihood of a discovery being made. They wouldn't be sinking that amount of investment into drilling otherwise. My real fear is the as yet unrecognised environmental consequences, not just to this small patch of land, but to the whole of the Sussex Weald.
What do you say to those who argue that Britain desperately needs new energy sources? We face a potential energy crisis. And that actually that has to be balanced against your local concerns.
Yeah, I don't want the lights to go out either. I've got three kids and I use computers for my work. What I don't want is to suffer the consequences of a rash decision based around fear of lack of power.
Lawrence, why are you opposed to exploratory drilling?
Land-based oil exploration shouldn't happen until it's shown to be safe. We are a small island and there isn't room to do it in this small island.
Even if there's a risk that without adequate energy supplies, the lights might start going out in Britain?
We aren't there yet.
Now I'm going to head for the test site itself. With me I have an energy expert, Emeritus Professor Richard Selly of Imperial College London. He's going to explain what might happen here and what almost certainly won't happen.
The wider implications for shale gas, if it is discovered in this country in commercial quantities, could be really considerable. We are now going to be importing shale gas from the United States.
And you think we shouldn't have to because we've probably got it under our feet?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the obvious security implications of having this potential energy resource under our feet is very significant.
When people fear that England's green and pleasant land could be entirely despoiled, you think that's scaremongering, do you?
Indeed I do. There are now very strict environmental controls on drilling wells and on production facilities.
Some people listening to you might say, yes, clearly distinguished scientist, a professor of petroleum geology, but doesn't that title give it away? Your interest actually is in the extraction of petroleum and petroleum products from the ground, and therefore, in a sense, you are not completely impartial.
Well, I think I am. I live just outside Dorking in a very beautiful part of the world, so I have an interest in making sure that this country isn't destroyed. I also have an interest for my children and grandchildren to make sure the lights don't go out in the next few years, which we are told is quite likely because of the shortage of energy.
The view from Professor Richard Selly. So what about the company behind the exploration, Quadrilla? They're already involved in a controversial Lancashire project. So from Sussex, I talked to their chief executive, Francis Egan, in Manchester. I think you know the concerns of the local people in Balcombe, particularly that you'll end up fracking and that actually the whole consequence will be to spoil this entire area.
At this stage, we are going to drill a single exploration well. That will take about 4 to 6 weeks. There will be some traffic for sure, but most people in the village, apart from at the start when the rig goes in and at the end when the rig comes out, won't know what's going on. There would be many steps to be taken before we go from there to fracturing in Balcombe or industrialising Sussex or any of the other claims that are being made.
But you wouldn't be looking if you didn't think there was a prospect of finding oil. You wouldn't be wasting your money. Therefore, there must be a prospect that you could end up, as you put it, industrialising this part of Sussex.
We need to put it in context. A production site typically is 2 hectares. It's not a large area. I very much doubt whether the local authorities or even us will allow or want to industrialise Sussex.
If you did end up wanting to frack here, would you accept that that's still, in Britain at least, a highly controversial process which many people regard as too dangerous to attempt?
The assertions that it's highly dangerous, that it's going to wreck the environment, are not backed up by facts. I mean, Quadrilla has to back up everything it says. It has to justify itself to the Health and Safety Executive, the Environment Agency. People can say lots of other claims about it and don't have to back it up. I don't accept that.
That view from Quadrilla is unlikely to pacify many of the people here in Balcombe. But there's no doubt the passions over fracking have become a significant part of a much bigger debate. The debate over how Britain should best ensure its energy needs, facing a potential future crisis of both shortages and even the potential for enforced power cuts. So, back in London now, where does the government stand on all of this? Well, I talked to Ed Davey, the Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change, and started by asking him what he thinks is the future for shale gas and fracking.
Shale gas has a real potential, and we do need to explore that potential. I don't think we know yet whether it is some sort of huge benefit to the UK, whether the shale gas reserves can be technically recovered and economically recovered, but we do need to try to find that out, and government wants to do that. There are people who think that one should frack almost at any cost. Some of them are quite climate change sceptics, it's worth noting. And there are some protest groups who would ban fracking. The government's taken a less extreme path, a more moderate path, welcoming the potential shale, but making sure that any problems can be dealt with.
So it's right, is it, that Quadrilla, for instance, should start experimental drilling near Balcombe in Sussex, despite public opposition in the area?
Well, they received planning permission from West Sussex County Council. They have the permits from my department granted some time ago. I understand they're making some exploratory drilling, and they intend to conclude that before their permits run out this September. And if they were to then want to take that forward to commercial drilling, to production, they'd have to apply again for more permits. I have to say that process shows that we do have some quite strict regulations. We're not allowing people to go at full pelt. We are making sure that the interests of the environment and community groups are taken into account, but we are not standing in the way, absolutely not standing in the way, of trying to see whether we have a new energy resource in the UK which could benefit the UK.
Do you think the scientific assessment that shale gas is a big way to resolve our energy difficulties, and B, actually represents no serious threat? Do you agree with that broad consensus among much of the scientific community?
Yes, I do. I also think, and I've said this to people in the green groups, that we've got to reduce the amount of coal we're burning at the moment, which is the biggest threat to climate change. And gas is very much part of the solution, replacing electricity from coal, as of course is renewables and nuclear, other more low-carbon sources. We do need to make sure that we've got gas resources that we can depend on, that we're not necessarily having to import from the other side of the world. So, and I do think this represents a real opportunity.
More broadly, your critics say that there is no clear, comprehensive British energy strategy. At one moment, you favour renewables despite the enormous cost of building wind farms, particularly offshore wind farms. At other moments, you seem to talk up the prospects for shale. You talk up the prospect sometimes for gas. No one quite knows what the government's priorities are, and that's led actually to an extremely muddled landscape in which the real casualty is likely to be our ability to turn on the lights in a few years' time.
I couldn't reject that more. In fact, I think many people who are more informed than some of those commentators, people in the industry, realise that we've got, for the first time, a coherent energy policy. There are three things you're trying to do in energy policy. You're trying to keep the lights on, energy security, absolutely. you're trying to make sure that energy is as affordable as possible. I very much worry about high electricity and gas bills for consumers and, of course, for industry. But you're also trying to decarbonise. We've got to take the climate change agenda very seriously, and the power sector has shown that it is able to lead the way and to decarbonise with low carbon technologies, like all the renewables, offshore, onshore, biomass, solar, tidal, wave, etc., and new nuclear, and carbon capture and storage. And this low carbon family of electricity generation is where we are going with our energy bill, our whole reform of the energy markets. But that doesn't mean there isn't a role for gas as well. We are going to see a lot of our coal stations close down in the next few years. Some of our old new nuclear are closing down. And before we can move to this low-carbon electricity future, that's going to take time. And so to make sure we can keep the lights on, we'll be using a lot more gas.